So we're here.
We'll be sticking around. If you want to stick around, we'll stick around. But before this thing got underway, we just wanted to thank you for coming out. And we haven't seen it, but...
Well, we did live it.
See what 50 years will do for you?
Yeah, I haven't learned anything in 50 years.
Anyway, enjoy.
Has everybody got the popcorn?
Yeah.
All right. Go to the show.
Yes. Did you enjoy the film tonight here?
Yeah.
How fucking great was that anyway, huh?
Yeah.
I'm Joe Benson. I work in the radio and have for about 50 years. Me and Billy share birthdays, and I can't sing, so it's all good for everybody. So if you are ready, we do have a very special presentation, someone that I've admired through my entire life in radio, because you get away with things so people can't see you. So you guys over there on that side, you ready for this? They seem a little, they need something. How about over here? You guys ready?
Yeah.
And over there again. That's it, up the middle. How are we doing? The man responsible for so many things, I can't describe them all. Publicist, I think, is the one we'll go with. You were with ZZ Top for, what, 612 years at this point? Bob Burles is here. Will you please give him a hand? He has done so much for music of the time.
Thank you, Joe. I'm your moderator tonight, so Billy, Justin, and Sam, if you could come out here, we'll have a little conversation, and if there's time, we'll get questions from the audience as well. Benson for the intro. I've never had an announcer of my own.
I'm going to stand. So, I'm sure everybody's been to these screenings and the question and answer session afterwards. So, lay it on us. We'll lie. We will lie.
Well, I'm going to start with Sam.
Excuse me if I stand, but I mean, you know, everybody's taller than me, so...
I'll just sit right here.
Dusty Hill is self-conscious.
It's the first for every question, right?
I was going to do a little panel discussion, Billy, if that's okay. And then we'll open it up to the world. And I want to start with Sam. You're an award-winning documentary filmmaker and the co-founder of Banger Films. And you did the metal film, A Headbanger's Journey, and the hip-hop series, which is called Hip Hop Evolution. What drew you to do a documentary on ZZ Top? I think we should stand. I don't know what this area is.
It's okay if I stand, Dusty?
Yeah, just don't lord over me.
Oh, that would direct the effect. Yeah.
Stand right up there.
The decency to, you know.
Well, you know, the first time I saw ZZ Top, I was 9 years old, and I'm Canadian, so I saw them on Much Music, which is our equivalent of MTV, and, you know, I never forget the moment I saw videos off the Eliminator album, because it was like these bearded aliens had kind of landed in my living room, and I think like many other, you know, impressionable preteens, it made an immediate impact on me. But as the years went on and I got into music and then into filmmaking, I re- realized, I think like many others, that I knew next to nothing about this band and what preceded that moment. I think that that MTV moment was so explosive for so many people. It was almost like it felt like a band without history for fans of a certain generation. So for us in making the film, I think it was just, how did that happen? How did they get to that point? And I think it was tough because, you know, part of the story is about mystique, and how do you tell a story about a band where mystique is like in the DNA? And so it was like one part storytelling, like three parts archaeology, I think, making the film. And so that was that, you know, that was the motivation, because I think, you know, there's just with the band being around for 50 years now, there's a lot of curiosity as to how it all happened.
One more question for you, Sam. Why wasn't it called ZZ Doc? No? Okay.
Come on, be honest. It was the car and the girls. Just say it.
I think the name, that little old band from Texas, kind of chose us. I don't think there really could have been another title.
So, Billy, yesterday on Eddie Trunk's SiriusXM show, you admitted that you hadn't seen the film, and you were waiting to see it on the big screen. There's no bigger screen than this. So, what do you think?
I'm so good looking. I had to sit in the back. Someone said, no, go down. You got the good seat. I didn't want to sit and have somebody looking at me while I was looking at me.
Is it okay?
It's wonderful. Actually, a big hand for Sam and his team. Did a good job. I asked Sam, I said, if you have a documentary about ZZ Top, you know, a good story has an ending. Not yet. But he did a good job. One more time, Sam Dunn and his team.
Billy, what is the footage of you cutting up in white Levi's? What, do you have any context for it? You're coming out of a 65 Valiant, I think, and acting like a nut. Where was that shot? What was that about?
That was here in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Moving Sidewalks came in 1968. We came down and played. There were two great spots down on the west end of Sunset, Gazzaris, somebody might remember. In the Galaxy, there was Pandora's Box and all that stuff. So we were having a good time. Still having a good time.
And I noticed, Sam, that there's a shot of the Strip with ZZ Top headlining the Whiskey. What year would that have been? Any inkling? Billy or Dusty probably know better than
me. I have no idea. We may have faked it in the wrong spot anyway. No.
Well, it was all about touring Texas, and there's the Whiskey, but, you know, it's just San Vicente. But
artistic license.
We liked it. It's very once upon a time, you know what I mean? Dusty, what kind of adjustments did you have to make to your approach with playing, coming from the American blues to ZZ Top, aside from not dyeing your hair blue?
Well, before I got with Billy, almost all the bands I'd been with were with my brother, and who was a really good guitar player, but very different than Billy. So I grew up different circumstances, but I'd heard of Billy for years and I'd never met him. You know, I played in Houston with Frank in different bands. I kept hearing about this guy. And I think he was the only musician in town I hadn't met. So I built that up in my mind, you know, that, you know, he's really great or he's an asshole. I mean, you know, I didn't know which one.
There's a joke in there about
what I'm saying.
I'm trying to work that out.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, for a change, I don't know, I guess it's for a change. The film was right. I mean, when we first played Shuffle and See is the only name of the song. It felt familiar because of Frank. And it felt familiar because of the the strength that Billy had, I was used to with my brother, but it had that other thing that, that probably has no name. And I knew it right away. We just played, you know, I knew it within 30 seconds too. It just took us 3 hours because we didn't want to quit playing. I think my fingers were sore.
Speaking of playing, the live sequence that I learned it, if you say Green Hall, looks like Groom to me, but it's Green Hall. I'm not from Texas. I like Howard Bloom. And my question is, does that exist in, as a totality? Do you have a number of songs recorded in that circumstance?
There's more.
How many?
In
other words, an album's worth?
The ones that we remember.
Yeah, I think we did 10-ish tracks that day. It was shot over 2 days. We did the B-roll shots with the car the first day, and then the second day was an entire day of playing.
The audio is fantastic. Here, of course, but even I watched the film on a laptop.
I'm very fascinated. This guy was so intent on asking the question. Could we get
all right, let's... Yeah. Ask a question.
Well, first of all, I want to thank y'all for keeping the blues alive. I'm from the Kansas City area. I was born in blues. I'm born and bred on the blues, and blues brought me to you guys. My brother used to live in Laredo, Texas, back in the 70s. Saw you in 1971 with Willie Nelson. I saw you on that Worldwide Texas tour at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. That blew my mind. I ain't been the same since.
Hey, brother, I ain't been the same forever.
My main question is, how's Frank doing? Heard he's not...
Frank's doing well.
Good. Yeah. He's coming along.
Pneumonia or something, but, you know, he's a drummer.
That's right.
Now, when I say that, usually people just go, yeah. And I have no idea what that means. It's just, well, he's a healthy guy. No, he's doing great. He'll be right back with us.
You probably read the news report. I read it. He had pneumonia. We think he's lying.
Good enough.
We think you want a couple more days at the light.
Wanted a day off? Okay.
Is there another question from the assembly?
Before we get another question, I want to call attention to Queens of the Stone Age, my buddy Josh. Thank you, Josh. Where are you? Where is Josh? My buddy Gilby Clark, he's in the house tonight. All this musician thing, you know.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. I've never been to one of these things, and I thought, well, great. Billy and I will be here. I'm not sure about past that.
Mike is lying.
Are you going to buy the whole audience a Coke?
I do want to, I think we should give a shout out actually to a couple of other people who are here, who are in the film. Firstly, legendary rodeo clown and animal wrangler, Ralph Fisher, is here.
Yeah.
Ralph Fisher, stand up.
And he's still has the dollars. Look at what a text you take his hat off.
And also, Robin Bryans from Tyler,
Robin
Hood Studios. Where are you, Robin?
Robin Hood Bryans.
You stand up, Robin. There he is.
Thank you, Robin. We're going to take just one more question because the hour is late. So here's the guy.
Hey, guys, huge fan. Thank you so much. This film is great. You're great. So you essentially define Texas blues. If you could define any other state's musical sound, what state would it be? Not the altered state. That doesn't count.
What other state?
I'm just
kidding. State of mind.
Are you glad I picked on this guy?
Thanks for slowing us up. Well, listen, we want to thank everybody for coming out. It's been a great night. And love you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm not leaving. I'm just going to stand here as long as you stand here.